Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints, DC man of God, coming to you from the 25th of June, Saturday night live. We're going to have an awesome time in the Lord tonight. I'm going to put on some music. We're going to worship God, come back, open up in prayer, bring a short word, and God's will be done. Amen. Amen. Saints, God said amen. Amen, prophet.
We were made to be courageous. Made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous. We were warriors on the front lines, standing unafraid. But now we're watchers on the sidelines. While our families slip away, where are you, men of courage? You were made for so much more.
Thank you.
shine bright and it would be shining still, but they all started turning on each other. You see, the poets thought the dancers were shallow, and the soldiers thought the poets were weak, and the elders saw the young ones as foolish, and the rich man never heard the poor man speak. And one by one, they ran away with their made-up minds leaving on. And the light began to fade in the city on the hill. City on the hill. City on the hill. Each one thought that they knew better, they were different by design. Instead of standing strong together, they let their differences divide. And one by one, they ran away. World is on their way to you, but they're tripping over me. Always looking around but never looking up, I'm so double-minded. A plague I sing with dirty hands and a heart divided. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours. Turn away and the stones fall from the hill.
Thank you. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. I have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, you just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. No matter how broken, just come as you are. And when your last prayer is spoken, just rest in my arms a while. You'll feel the change, my child, when you come to the well. It's all who thirst will thirst no more. It's all who search will find what they're so long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. Leave it all behind. Come to the well. You're full of love beyond measure. Your joy is gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see living water is found in me. Cause you come to the well. Yeah. It's all who thirst. It's all who search will find what they're so long for. The world will cry, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind. 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 Leave it all behind.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Wow.
Leave it all behind. It don't even matter. Because God's got so much in front of us that we got to get ready to receive it. Amen? Amen. So, looking at something here. Okay. I'm really having some problems with this blog talk, man. I'm telling you. I might have to switch to something else because it's not working very much. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying tonight, I'm going to talk about Elisha. I believe that God is raising up a generation of Elijahs, not Elijahs, but Elijahs. So let me pray. Father, I thank you right now for the opportunity to come for your people, to speak your words of truth to them, enlarge your territory in them tonight. Father God, I come against every assignment from hell right now. I come against. I plead the blood over them, over me, over the show, over the flow right now. I break every curse. I break every word curse. I break every prayer of agreement. I break everything, God. I release your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Have your way today, Almighty God. And bless your people, no matter what country or city or state they might be in. If they accidentally log into the flow and they're, whether they're saved or not, get them saved, Lord. Get the prodigals back home. Do what you do. Have your way today. That you would get all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The saints said amen. Amen. So Elijah means my God saves. So there's people in this world that don't believe that. They've never met Jesus, but the only way they're going to meet him is through you. Amen? So he wants to use you for his glory. Now his work, Elijah was Elijah's successor, a prophet and miracle worker active in the northern kingdoms from 850 to 800 BC. His ministry involved rebuking Israel's unfaithful kings, inaugurating a new royal line, and helping to sustain the faith of all those in Israel who believed in God. His character renounced the life he could have had as the son of a wealthy man to live as a prophet. His single-hearted devotion to the Lord made him a spiritual leader whose integrity, vision, and courage helped sustain people's faith in God. And that's what you got to do right there. You got to encourage people. You got to be on point at all times. His sorrow, he wept when giving a vision of how much Israel would suffer at the hands of the king of Syria. His triumphant Elijah asked to inherit a double portion of Elijah's spirit, the portion reserved for the eldest son, and he received it. Elijah was a man who was never deceived by appearances. Perhaps this is what it means to be a prophet, to have a vision that extends beyond what is merely apparent, to be able to penetrate a set of circumstances, to perceive what is really going on. Because of his relationship with God, Elijah was able to live with a keen awareness of both the natural and the supernatural aspects of life. He understood that what happened in heaven affects life on earth, and that what we do on earth has ramifications in heaven. When Elijah learned that his city was surrounded, he showed no signs of terror as a man might have. Instead, he looked up and saw the hills covered with horses and chariots of fire. The army of heaven stood ready to protect him. In the midst of what looked like certain defeat, his ability to perceive reality enabled him to remain calm and confident. Rather, that's cowering or despairing, he was able to encourage his servants with the truth, saying, "Don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are against us." Elijah's enemies, on the other hand, were at a keen disadvantage. Blinded by an act of God, they became fools, prisoners of the man they had meant to take captive. The truth about their ridiculous predicament only became apparent once Elijah asked God to open their eyes again. Seeing and not seeing, believing and not believing, these are the connections that determine our understanding of this world around us. As we wait for understanding concerning our own difficulties or for the grace to endure without fully understanding them, we can recall Elijah's words, "Don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Amen. So there's more for us than against us. And I believe that God is going to raise up an Elijah generation. What was he doing? Let me look. All right, I have people are having trouble logging in for some reason. So in 1 Kings 19, verse 19 through 21, it says, "So Elijah went from there and found Elijah, son of Shaphat. He was plowing with 12 yokes of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12 pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elisha then left his ox and ran after Elijah. 'Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye,' he said, 'and then I will come with you.' 'Go back,' Elijah replied. 'What have I done to you?' So Elijah left him and went back. He took his yokes of oxen and slaughtered them. He burnt in the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his servant." Servitude. So let's talk about servitude. If you're never going to serve nobody, if you're never going to, and what he did, he was pouring water on Elijah's hands, keeping his hands clean, and toting his stuff and serving him. You don't hear about servitude no more. I mean, everybody wants to be, you know, the king. Everybody wants to be in charge. They want to be large and in charge, but they don't want to serve nobody. You have to start somewhere. You have to start serving somewhere so God can progressively promote you to bigger and better things. So, and it doesn't matter about what you do. It's the heart and the mindset of why you're doing it. I'm doing it unto God. I'm serving this man of God, not so he would give me favor and so he would open up doors for me, but I'm serving this man of God because God told me to do it. Do you hear from God? Do you hear from God? Is he ever tell you to just do that? Just go and, you know, wash their hands. Go give them a drink of water. Go pat them on the shoulder, encourage them. You know, we have to serve others. We have to. That's why Elijah, and he asked for a double portion of anointing. And Elijah told him this. He said, "If you're with me when I go up, you can have it." And he was. He was with him. He went through, you know, he was always there, always serving him, always, you know, taking care of him. And when he saw him go up, he caught that mantle that came down. He let it go. And he received a double portion of the Spirit, the anointing, the presence of God that was on Elijah, who, when he called down fire, you remember that? He called down fire and he showed the people that his God was real, his God was in charge and large and all that. So if you want to do great things for God, you're going to have to serve somebody.